Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姊妹。
Praise God for this service where we can give Him special thanks.
感谢神，因为我们有这样的聚会，叫我们能够给神一个特殊的感谢。
The pastoral encouragement comes this morning from the book of Ephesians, chapter 5.
今天早上信息来自于以弗所书第五章。
Verse 15 to 20.
从十五节到二十节。
Paul encourages us in verse 15. He says, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise."
保罗在这边鼓励我们说，你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。
This is a continuation of what Paul's been writing about in Ephesians 5, verse 1.
这个是接着保罗在第五章第一节里面所讲的。
And that's where he tells us to imitate God.
这边讲到我们要效法神。
Children naturally imitate their parents.
因为孩子总是很自然的就会效法他的父母。
Those of us who are older realize how much similarities there are between us and our parents.
当我们长大了以后，我们就会晓得我们跟我们的父母其实有很多的共同点。
And for little kids, there's nothing more fun and enjoyable than imitating their parents.
小孩子很好玩的一个地方就是他会去学父母。
So Paul tells us as God's spiritual children to imitate him.
所以保罗在这边告诉我们，我们作为神属灵的儿子，我们要效法我们的神。
In order to imitate him, in order to be like him, we need to be careful, as Paul says.
所以当我们要效法我们的神的时候，保罗说我们应当要谨慎。
We have to be careful how we live our lives.
因为我们要谨慎行事。
Verse 16 says, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil.
十六节讲到要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
Literally, the Greek says, redeem the time.
在希腊原文里面，爱惜光阴是说到要赎回光阴。
The word redeem that he uses is the same word that he uses in Galatians about Jesus.
在加拉太书里面，他用同样的字讲到神耶稣救赎了我们，赎回我们。
So just as how Christ redeemed us,
因为这就像基督怎样的赎回我们。
We are now to redeem the time.
我们也要赎回我们的光阴。
Just as Christ paid for our sins on the cross.
就像基督为着我们所付上钉在十字架上的代价。
And redeemed us from our old way of living.
叫我们能够从我们旧造里面赎回。
Now we are to take our days, our time.
所以我们现在要赎回我们过去的时间。
Take how we live.
我们要谨慎行事。
And redeem them.
我们要赎回他们。
Not just living life for ourselves,
所以我们不再只是为着自己而活，
or for the priorities of this world,
或者为着这个世界的优先，
but to redeem it for the sake of Christ,
而是为着基督的缘故，我们要赎回。
He continues on saying, "Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is."
所以他继续说到，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit.
不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
We are to live our days for the sake of Christ by knowing what His will is.
我们今天要在地上为着基督而活，我们要知道他的旨意是什么。
And His will is that we be filled with the Spirit.
这边说到他的旨意，要叫我们被圣灵充满。
It looks the opposite of what it looks like to be drunk.
这个跟我们被酒醉的情形是相反的。
When you give up control to alcohol, alcohol leads you to sin.
当我们失去对酒精的控制的时候，这个酒精就叫我们犯罪。
Instead of filling up our lives with alcohol or something like it, we should be filled with the Spirit.
我们不要被酒精或者类似的东西充满，而是要被圣灵充满。
He says, be filled with the Spirit.
这边讲到乃要被圣灵充满。
First of all, it is a command.
这是神的教训，神的诫命。
It is God's will for us.
这是神的旨意。
It is what He wants from us.
这是他从我们身上所要得的。
We are told, commanded by God, to be filled by the Spirit.
这是神命令我们说要被圣灵充满。
It's not optional.
这不是可有可无的。
This is not just for some special type of Christian.
这也不只是为着某一类的基督徒而已。
God says, if you are my child,
因为神说如果你是我的儿女，
if you have been saved by Christ,
如果你被基督所救赎的话，
your life should be filled with the Spirit.
你的生命，你的生活应该是被圣灵充满的。
Not only is it a command, but it's also in the passive voice.
这不只是神的命令，而且它是一个被动的形式。
That God doesn't tell us, you go fill yourself with the Spirit.
所以神并不是说你要去叫你自己被圣灵充满。
It is let God fill you with the Spirit.
而是要神来叫你被圣灵充满。
He's saying that God wants to fill you to overflowing.
因为神要充满你以致满意。
He wants to give you the Spirit.
因为他想要给你圣灵。
But we have to go to him and be filled.
但是我们必须要到他面前才能够被充满。
Now, aren't we filled enough when we come to Christ?
当我们来到基督面前的时候，我们是否被充满？
Why does Paul tell us to be filled with the Spirit?
为什么保罗一直告诉我们要被圣灵充满呢？
Well, the old American evangelist D.L. Moody was asked a similar question.
所以在美国以前有一个慕道家叫穆迪，他也常常这样鼓励我们。
Someone came up to him and said,why do you constantly tell us to be filled with the Spirit?
所以有人就问他说，你为什么一直要鼓励人要被圣灵充满呢？
And he responded by saying, because I leak.
他就回答说，因为我会漏掉。
As we walk through this life, we leak.
当我们活着的时候，我们常常会漏掉。
We constantly need to be refilled with the Spirit.
所以我们要常常被圣灵充满。
So Paul commands us, go to God, be filled with the Spirit.
所以保罗就告诉我们要到神面前来被圣灵充满。
What does a Spirit-filled life look like?
所以一个被圣灵充满的人，他的生活是如何的呢？
He continues on saying, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and make music in your heart to the Lord.
所以他这边继续讲到，当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。
Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。
This is what life filled with the Spirit looks like.
这就是被圣灵充满的生活。
And it's what we've been doing this morning.
这也就是我们今天早上这个聚会所在做的。
We've been giving and listening to testimonies.
因为我们给出并且也听取见证
words of encouragement
我们也听一些激励人的信息
we've been singing hymns together
我们也一同唱诗歌
and giving thanks to the Father for everything
也常常也感谢我们的神
this is the Spirit-filled life
这就是被圣灵充满的生活
let us continue on living like this not just today
让我们继续在我们的生活里面如此而不仅仅是今天
But every day,
每一天
live life of thankfulness to God.
叫我们每一天都活出感恩的生活。
Thank you.
谢谢。